I spoke with Anthony, who used to be a corrections officer in an Alberta provincial prison. I spoke with him about his experiences and observations on guard-inmate relationships and the dynamic among corrections officers. He began by telling me what training he received before starting that job.
I think that the training definitely wasn't adequate given what I encountered when I was placed in a gang unit. And there definitely was an educational component that, in retrospect, should have been added into the training phase. And for whatever reason, funding or whatever the case may be, that was definitely missing.
What kind of education was lacking? What would you have liked to have seen in there?
Well, I think that if you look at the prison population, there's definitely an overrepresentation of Aboriginal people. And in my experience, the way colonialism has worked in Canada, stereotypes still exist and thrive present day. And there wasn't enough done to educate us officers in terms of what some of the people that we were about to be dealing with, what they've experienced in their background and what maybe their parents and their parents' parents experienced. And that would have given some context to help explain where these people were currently at in terms of them deciding to lash out and deal inappropriately with the torment that they were experiencing. So some education in terms of the background of some of the people that we wound up working with, that often we had to deal with in very violent and stressful situations, I think would have helped given myself and other officers an understanding of who these people, some of their background experiences, and maybe it would have allowed us to relate to them better. I think that there's a strong occurrence of a us versus them mentality in prisons. I can't speak to what the situation is like federally, but provincially, in my experience, what very quickly develops as a new officer is an understanding that your only means of support are the other officers around you, and that the inmates are basically out to get you. For myself, I pushed back against that mentality, and I quickly learned that that environment wasn't a place that I wanted to remain in. But overall, I think that issue continues, and it's something that one might find in police services and other positions where a person holds a great deal of power and I guess can opt either to learn about the people that they're dealing with or not and react to the people's behavior. My attitude or thinking is that, you know, it's important to proactively understand the people that one is dealing with in any job, but especially in a position where situations can become so so violent in a very short amount, in a very short period of time.
How would that us versus them mentality come through in those high stress situations? They have the right to use force. Does that end up coming out more when that mentality is such a part of how they deal with
prisoners? Definitely. I guess the idea of solidarity amongst officers, in my experience, not just in corrections, but in other law enforcement contexts, it basically creates a situation where if, for example, if an officer escalates a behavior that an inmate is exuding. The officer, you know, during a shift or after a shift, might go to the other officers and explain that this inmate is an individual who needs to be taught a lesson, or who needs to be dealt with by others in the same manner that he's dealt with them. And as a result, of course, if you don't treat that individual the way, say, that officer, who typically would be senior to yourself if they're directing you to deal with someone in a certain way, you're pretty much forced into a position where you have to respond or face alienation from your fellow officers. So, of course, my method was to talk to the inmates and actively listen to them and try to gain an understanding of what the situation was that they were facing. Sometimes their behavior, they wouldn't, for example, often in the gang unit I worked in, an inmate wouldn't want to come out and say, I'm scared for my life. I feel another inmate is going to shank me. He would feel that that would be some sort of sign of weakness. And as a result, he'd opt to commit some sort of infraction in order to get him sent to segregation or get kicked out of the unit that he was in and placed somewhere else, just as means of self-protection. So basically, it was very important for me to try to understand where these people were coming from, not simply just deal with their outward behavior. But like I said, often your hands are tied when every other officer around you is willing to engage in that sort of senseless response to an individual's behavior.
That must have been really hard to maintain, given that culture amongst the officers.
Right. And there were some very noble officers that I worked with. But the problem is, of course, there are people who go into these law enforcement jobs seeking power. And when they attain that power, or past experiences where someone's hurt them, say another inmate has hurt them in some way, they'll attribute that and connect that to other inmates. And so you're placed in a situation where, like I explained, the us versus them mentality develops very quickly, and you're either part of the group or you're not. And if you're an officer in any field of law enforcement, getting support from your fellow officers is very important, because at times you are a target just simply due to the fact that you're wearing a uniform. And if you're not part of that group, I've heard stories from others where that support that they need isn't there to be found. There was a point in which I decided that field that work wasn't what I was interested in continuing, and I left. But I know for others who have done their best to maintain their own values and ethics, it has been problematic for them in terms of their relations with other officers.
As an officer, would counseling or some other form of support be provided for all the emotional stuff that you would all go through in dealing with having all that power and having to resort to violence at times?
Right. There are, working for the government, there are support services in place where one can make use of meaningful resources to help them, to help mitigate against those issues that they're facing or experiences that they're dealing with. But in my experience, it was more so a situation where you deal with a violent situation and everyone would go for drinks after and get drunk and drown their worries in alcohol, and substance abuse was a huge issue at the center where I worked at. There were quite a few cases where I knew of officers that were taking time off due to alcoholism. And of course, when one is dealing with an addiction like that, their conduct with others is affected, can't help but be affected, which creates a really difficult situation in terms of these individuals who were there to support basically. Often it isn't, it doesn't become a form of support, it becomes a form of oppression and aggressive action, just due to an individual's their own life circumstance, where they're not happy with what's occurring in their own lives.
No kidding. Now, can you give us a picture of what some of the kind of worst case scenarios would be for seeing officers not respond in the right way to things they'd have to do with prisoners, like worst case scenarios of violence against prisoners or such?
Right. Well, I often experience situations where, rather than de-escalating an individual that was portraying undesirable behavior, say they were shouting at someone or they weren't willing to go and lock up, that was always an issue, the officer would opt to threaten the individual rather than attempt to talk to them one-on-one and try to delve into why it is that they were behaving in the way that they were. And often that would lead to the individual being pepper sprayed or the tactical team being called in to deal with that person. And of course, there'd be a domino effect where the other inmates in the unit would observe this. And of course, for them to see someone being manhandled and assaulted in the way that the individual would be at times, it led to their behaviors or to their behavior being affected in a negative way, as well as them being scared and fearful for their own safety, not just in terms of an attack from other inmates, but an attack from the guards themselves, the officers themselves. There were situations where individuals were handcuffed and beaten. I never partook in that. But there were situations that I recall that I definitely don't look back on in a favorable way. Some of those scenes definitely haunt me and created a situation in which I wasn't comfortable working in that environment any longer. The power is all on the side of correction officers and administration. An individual, at least where I was working, could be charged and for a whole variety of minor reasons, and it was the officer's duty to justify their actions. But often I experienced situations where the officer was the aggressor and the individual defended himself. And then following the individual, the inmate being assaulted, there were charges brought up against the individual to justify the officer's actions. And again, the majority of the individuals that I worked with were fairly ethical in terms of their treatment of the inmates, but there was definitely select individuals, as I recall, that were not. And being senior officers, they weren't challenged in any way by other officers or by administration.
So does the policy allow for that, or is it something that they were just able to kind of weasel their way through the system and get away with it?
Well, in my experience, officer accountability was definitely lacking. There weren't enough CCTV cameras, or there should have been CCTV cameras in every area. Every area should have been covered. Because there weren't, there were certain areas where an inmate could be brought to and beat in that manner. Of course, if it were to, if it had occurred in the open, within range of CCTV surveillance, one would hope that the individual would seek legal representation and go after the officer and the government for what occurred. But there definitely were environmental issues where they could have made the environment more secure for the inmates and for the officers, of course, too. It works both ways.
So they were able to get away with it mostly because of lack of evidence proving otherwise.
Right, and the availability for them to justify their actions in the form of charges brought against the inmates. An inmate could be charged for swearing at an officer, for not complying with an officer's directions. There's a whole range of ways in which an officer could justify aggressive behavior against an inmate. And, of course, you know, there were situations where officers and other inmates were violently attacked without the aggressor being provoked in any way. So it was important for there to be a system in which the inmate would be held accountable for their actions. However, in my experience, those in power often use the system to their benefit more so than an inmate's ability to use the rules that were in place.
Yeah. Can I get your sense of whether you think that the system as you saw it was as rehabilitative as it could be?
No, I don't think that, at least provincially, the correction center that I worked in was doing anything to rehabilitate the individual. I feel that it likely made the inmates more frustrated and increased their feeling of alienation from society. Of course, proof is in the pudding. If you look at recidivism rates, the correction system definitely isn't doing what it is there to do, which is, in essence, to protect society and to offer assistance to people who, or support to people who have opted to commit crimes that negatively affect, that really impact others. And the system should definitely be, the correction system should be more open to education of their officers, number one, and to give the officers a better understanding of who it is that they're dealing with. And thus, one would hope that officers would be able to establish more meaningful relationships with the inmates that they deal with, and be better equipped to support them in more positive ways, and not be so quick, of course, to anger and to perpetuate that us versus them way of thinking.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Anthony, a former corrections officer in an Edmonton provincial prison.